بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الرابع عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها وعنهم قالت أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقوم من الليل حتى تتفطر قدماه، فقلت له لما تصنع هذا يا رسول الله وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر؟ قال أفلا أحب أن أكون عبدا شكورا. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter of making effort in deen. Efforts of various types. The one that is being particularly referred to here is in our nafal ibadat, that we must make effort and see that we do all our ibadat, our nafal ibadat also fully. With regard to that, the fourth hadith is narrated here, narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand so much in ibadat at night that his legs should swell up. Our legs swell up because of water coming in the water, in the legs, etc. All medical things. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his striving in the ibadat of Allah, so much of nafal ibadat he should make that his legs should swell up. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I said to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, oh Allah's Nabi, why do you stress yourself so much ibadat at night, almost the whole night's ibadat, standing, not even in a sitting position, and that your legs also swell up. And the actual fact is that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all your sins which were of previous and future. Of course, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, all the Anbiya have got no sins on them. The sins which are referred to are, for example, as the stages grew higher and higher and closer to Allah, they regarded the previous stage, which is not a sin, but it was a lower stage, they regarded that also as a sin. And also that nobody, even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody can do the ibadat of Allah as it is supposed to be done. Allah is unlimited and we all are limited. A limited thing can never fulfill the rights of the unlimited. So in view of that, they should regard that as sins, but it was no sin whatsoever. So anyway, when you are completely free and Allah has declared that we have forgiven you everything, there were no sins, even if they were, all are forgiven, then why do you still stress so much? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, should I not be a thankful slave of Allah Ta'ala? When Allah has favored me so much, should I not then be thankful to Allah Ta'ala? So this hadith teaches us great, great lessons that we also, how many favors, we are drowning in the favors of Allah Ta'ala. But we hardly make our faras properly. We should in thankfulness and appreciation do our nafal also. And at least try to get up 2-4 rakats of tahajjud also. Or at least our nafal during the day that we do properly. When Allah is so kind to us, and if we, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, regarded great spiritual favors of Allah which were pouring upon him all the time, if we also think at least the physical favors, Allah has given us eyes free of charge. If a person has little weakness in his eyes, we get glasses, spectacles. For that we have to pay for an eye test. We have to pay for the frames, we have to pay for the lenses, we have to look after them. When we are going to sleep, we have to put them carefully one side. When we get up, we have to put them on. The eyes which Allah gave us, we don't take them off. We didn't have to go for any eye test for the eyes which Allah has given us. And if our eyes are not working, our spectacles also won't work. And the eyes, what a great ni'mat. And then in the eyes, billions of other ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. For example, we hardly think of the eye as a ni'mat. For example, a week has passed, a month has passed. Who of us ever thought also that Allah, you gave me this great ni'mat of my eyesight. And how lot we use it wrongly. Allah gave it to us, we are looking at wrong things. We are looking down upon people. This eyes was to show us the road to Jannah, to see the right things, not to see the wrong things that lead us to Jahannam. And then then of all the things in the eyes which are innumerable also, just one thing, the fluid on the eyes, that is also such a great ni'mat. One person in Pakistan, a little child, held him by the hand and brought him to the shop and made him sit down. When he sat down, then he spoke to different people and asked them, how's their family, how's everything going? Somebody asked him that, uncle, when you came and that small boy was holding you by the hand, by that we understood you are blind, you can't see. But now when you are sitting down, you are speaking to different people, you recognizing them. By that we understand you are not blind. So are you blind or are you not blind? He said that both. That my just the fluid in my eyes has dried up. So I can't blink my eyes. When I'm walking, etc., I can't keep my eyes open. My eyelids just stay closed. And I have to balance myself. I'm an old man. I can't use my hands to open my eyelids while I'm walking. So this little child helps me. Then in that case, I'm like a blind person. But when I'm sitting here now, I can use my hands and I open my eyelids. Now I can see people, I recognize them, and I can speak to them. So it was only that fluid on the eye that had dried up. And we hardly perhaps our whole life thought of this ni'mat. And free of charge Allah has given it to us. And each one of us, we are using it all the time. Muslims and non-Muslims, birds and insects, animals, their eyes also. That fluid is there, they can use their wipers, the eyelids, if you can move all the time. So what a billions of other ni'mats of Allah. How much shukr shouldn't we make? For us, we should have made it very, very correctly. And more than that, we should have engaged in nafal. But insan is, instead of being abdan shakura, a thankful servant of Allah Ta'ala, we are disobedient to Allah. We break the laws of Allah so much. Not only that we are not thankful, but we don't even, we break the laws of Allah. The eye, which was such a great ni'mat, we had to use it for right things. And all of us will know that even just yesterday, how many times we used our eyes looking at wrong things, looking down at people, etc. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us that he spent his night, the major part of the night, standing in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, being thankful to Allah Ta'ala. We, even on our tongue, shukr doesn't come. We have a meal, perhaps we had last night's meal. Who of us made shukr that Allah gave us that meal? But if there was something not right, the salt was too much or less, how we must have complained about it. Or if it was just a little bit late, it was hot, too hot, it was cold, anything, then we have lot of complaints. But we don't make ibadat, we're getting food. What class food we are getting. But in there also we just got complaints. Who of us really made shukr for the food that we are getting? So this hadith teaches us that we should exert ourselves in the ibadat of Allah. And as a person moves in that line, Allah will open upon him. And a person who is thankful will feel the enjoyment and pleasure for himself in his own heart. And he will get great pleasure. A thankful person is very, very at peace and at in his own mind. And a person who is always objecting, finding fault, fighting, is not at peace with him, with himself at any time also. Forget with his wife and his family, forget with other people, within himself also he's not at peace. And he's always in a state of anxiety, and then that leads to all the other things of depression, of feeling lonely, of feeling not wanted, etc. And that comes out again in other ways. When a person wants to try and make up for that, he's shouting at people, he's demanding his rights, that my rights must be fulfilled, etc. Whereas a person who is thankful, he will overlook his rights. You will be more concerned of fulfilling the rights of others, and that leads him more closer to Allah and more closer to people also. And he finds within himself, he's at peace and he's at rest. His Jannah he finds here already. And when that actual Jannah will come, there is no limit to that enjoyment. For such people, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Those people who fear their position by Allah and they correct their lives and their attitude in life, there are two Jannahs Allah gives them. Of the 10 tafsirs the Mufassireen give, one of them is that Jannatun fi dunya, one Jannat in dunya already. Be huzuril Mawla, by being in the presence of Allah, fulfilling the commands of Allah, feeling happy. And the other Jannat in Akhirah, be liqa'il Mawla, when he will meet Allah Ta'ala. Just like a boy is engaged, and how much he thinks of his fiancée who he's going to get married. Just the thought of it makes him so happy. And then day he's married, and he gets his wife now, she's with him, then his enjoyment knows no limits whatsoever. Like that, a person who has found Allah Ta'ala. So to say, he has married, he's going to be marrying Allah, what enjoyment. And when he finds Allah in the Akhirah, there is no limit to that enjoyment. So we also should try, and all this comes from the Nafal Ibadah. How much more we exist for us to stand up for two rakats of tahajjud is very cumbersome, burden. A whole day our head is sore after that. But if we make effort, then we will find that it brings great freshness to a person, great enjoyment to a person. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.